Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 16th of July, recording at 9:22 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights on this very important day. Asian stock markets, well, they were a little bit mixed in here today. No drama. The number of them is a little bit firmer. And European stock markets opened weak, quite weak in some instances, particularly financial shares, and they closed pretty well near the highs of the day. Wall Street, though, is the big story, or well, one of the big stories. Very solid gains, 2.5% on the Dow and the S&P. 500 and over 3% on the NASDAQ composite. Now, there was a very important reason for that. We did have some downside follow-through in terms of the crude oil price, and it took out that $135 level. That's very important. I'll come back and talk about that again in a moment. So, what happened? Wall Street rallied strongly. The European markets came well up off their lows, and we had the oil sector, energy. These were all weaker in here today. Many commodities came off on the day. Exceptions were coffee and the grain and bean complex, which was actually quite firm. I'm closing out right around the highs of the day. And the US dollar rallied in here as well. It's currently up, where is DXY? Currently up, back up, just nudged back up over 72 on the US dollar index, with the euro falling back to 158.21. And treasury bonds have been clipped for currently 1.25 points. That's a big hit. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, bottom line, I think that the stock market technical rally in response to what has been a very, very persistent phase of selling since early to mid-May, has ended for the time being. And I think the technical rally has commenced. Now, I've been talking for at least two, 3 weeks, saying that stock markets were oversold, the declines were overstretched, they were very persistent, they had not been all that climactic, but the point that I was most emphasizing is that I didn't know what the catalyst would be for that rebound, but I put forward a candidate in the sense of crude oil, having said that it looked as if we were on a crude oil standard in terms of psychological factors at any rate. And I also described it as a seesaw, with crude oil on one end of the seesaw and global stock markets on the other end. And gold was sort of nestled in there as a player on oil's side of the seesaw. So every time oil went up, stock markets went down and vice versa, although stock markets fell a whole lot more when oil went up than they rallied when oil came down. Of course, oil didn't come down very much, more than a day or two, but it had its biggest fall, crude that is, yesterday for a long time, and we had some follow through in here today, and that took out the MDL level, that's midpoint danger line, very familiar term to anyone who's attended the chart seminar, which also happened to be near the last reaction low at $135. Now, we're not that far below that. We're dealing with a price today, or as I speak right now, which is at 134.65. It did fall as low as 132 at one stage, very briefly, but then it's mostly hovered here just below the $135 level where it is today. Now, if we get, for political reasons or whatever else, supply fears, saber rattling, if we get a big rally in crude oil tomorrow, then all bets are, well, not off, but they're delayed in terms of the technical rally. But, and this is important, I've been mentioning that crude oil was due for this medium-term correction, but we didn't see it yet in the charts. And then yesterday I talked about how the downward hits were becoming bigger, showing that supply and demand was more or less back in balance. And this is the first sign. Well, this lower low that we had in here today, we have not had a lower reaction low in crude oil for a very, very long time. Now, I don't think we've had crude oil down for more than $2 consecutively for, and that's been pretty rare for quite a while as well. But although I have to check the daily chart to make sure of my facts on that. But if we get downside follow through tomorrow, I would think that we will get an explosive technical rally because there are record short positions out there. Incidentally, the U.S. S&P 500 Banks Index, big upward dynamic, at least the biggest rally since January, and it's probably bigger than that rally. That's quite impressive. In the U.K., Lloyd's TSB, upside key day reversal in here today. So there's just the sort of technical evidence that we look for to see that a low has been reached. So that's really quite interesting and quite exciting. Now, previously, we have seen Wall Street's rallies. There haven't been that many of them recently, but we've seen Asia respond rather cautiously to them. That could always, well, that could be the case tomorrow, but then again, oil may pay more attention. For instance, oil was steady today. I beg your pardon, Asia was steady today. Oil was weak today, as you know. But Asia was quietly steady here today. And seeing that downside follow through on the oil price, and a lot of people will be looking at charts, more of them in Asia than here. Speaks well for them, doesn't it? But I digress, and Asia may well respond to that, but whether it responds quickly tomorrow or there's a delayed reaction, again, provided that oil price does not rebound sharply, rally sharply, I do feel that the overdue technical rally has commenced, and it could be quite good given all the short positions that are in there. And with the hedge funds, once you get the shorts covering, then of course that triggers some of the buy signals on the long side, and I wouldn't be surprised if some bargain hunters jump on board as well. Is this a technical rally that one can buy for in terms of a trading rally? Yes, I certainly think so. And what else to mention here? I've said that we would see, well, but let me just mention one other point on the stock market rally. I would expect the best percentage gains to occur where the biggest short positions are. And obviously, financials beaten up property shares, they would certainly qualify. And I would expect some underperformance by the sectors that have done so very well up until very recently. And that would be some of the commodity plays could well be vulnerable. I think that might well include or underperform on the technical rally. That could well, I think that would certainly include the oil shares, and it could quite possibly include things like Rio and BHP. But looking beyond that short-term move, which is understandable. If somebody's going to go in and rush in and cover short positions, I doubt there are all that many shorts in Rio and BHP, although I don't know. I'm guessing on that point. But I think that, again, short covering is the biggest source of fuel, and then you get some bargain hunting coming in there, and people are more inclined to pick up some of the things that they don't have, that have been beaten up most, that they have been keeping an eye on a medium to longer term basis. No companies that I'm aware of have the pricing power that the likes of BHP and Rio have, and therefore I continue to like them very much, of course. Now, government bonds have said all along that when we got a good stock market rally, they would come off. We saw that with the U.S. Treasuries here. Now, the U.S. Treasuries have been really priced for a very well, I don't want to exaggerate, but they've been priced for deflation. And of course, we have inflation, but we know that the U.S. economy is so weak in the consumer sectors, and that we have deflationary pressures, not least in terms of the price of gasoline. So, say these bond futures have been priced for that, and of course, they've also been a so-called safe haven, while Wall Street has been so weak. I think we've know well, I know we've now seen two downward dynamics in the last 4 days, and I think these U.S. treasuries are very vulnerable, probably on the short-term basis, and on a short-term basis, and more so on a longer-term basis. I am talking my book. I do have a short position, and I was premature in my last shorting. Of those positions, but my view, it's a view I've expressed on many an occasion, as you know, and I think that really when a lot of foreign governments, creditor nations that have large holdings in U.S. debt. You really have to wonder how long they're going to stomach this. Now, looking beyond the technical rally, I think any technical rally they would regard as an opportunity to get out. But the basic bottom line position is that creditor nations have an uncomfortably high position in U.S. government debt. And I think that they will want to reduce those positions. And just all you have to do is look at U.S. Inc. balance sheet, as I wrote about a couple of days ago, I believe. Okay, what else to look for here? U.S. dollar, I think this is sort of a knee-jerk response. I don't expect anything big on the upside. And I think it's, again, the same thing point that I made about the U.S. Government paper. I think we will also we also have a situation where these foreign entities have far too much U.S. dollar exposure, and will be wishing to reduce that. So I don't expect the dollar to rally all that long, but let's be guided by the charts, as on all occasions in all markets. Now, what about gold? I think that gold is going to, well, I was talking before about gold would probably encounter some resistance near the $1,000 level and the previous high that we saw back in April, I believe. And with oil and influence on gold at the moment, we may have seen a sh we've probably seen a short-term peak in bullion, just a very short-term peak. There's a lot of support underneath. I'm not too worried about gold. I think it's a great long-term investment, but we will probably get another buying opportunity a little lower than today's levels, and gold's down $17.50 as I speak. That's pulled bullion down to 960. And the grain and bean complex, there's one can make a case that if oil comes off, such has been the psychological influence that all commodities will weaken. That did not happen in here today. We saw it yesterday, but not today. And the grain and bean complex in particular has some interesting fundamentals as a consequence of the U.S. Problems in the flooding problems in the Great Plains. So, isn't the Great Plains Midwest? So, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see firmness, which we got today. If we didn't see some more, a little bit more firmness in that grain and bean complex. And I think that's pretty much it. See, a very exciting day, probably quite an important day. Main point is, it does look like that that technical rally in response to some pretty overstretched declines that began back in May, that technical rally has commenced. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.